This year marks the 150th anniversary of the start of the U.S. Civil War. On the 12th of April, 1861, Confederate forces attacked Fort Sumter in Charleston, South Carolina. Events across the nation, including a reenactment of the firing at Fort Sumter, marked the occasion. In Washington, D.C., the African American Civil War Museum recognizes the historic event with its reopening in a new and larger location this summer. Straight Up Urban Voices' Kara Bernard reports on how nearly 200,000 colored troops made a difference in the Civil War.
America wouldn't be America today without the Civil War. Racial reconciliation in the United States started with the Civil War.
The African American Civil War Memorial and Museum is the brainchild of former D.C. Council member Frank Smith. It's located in the historically African-American U Street corridor. Smith says that part of the museum's purpose is to correct a great wrong.
Most people who thought that Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves thought we were just sitting under the shade tree eating watermelon and we did nothing to help ourselves.
But Smith stresses that's not the reality, noting that people of African descent had to get involved if they wanted what the Emancipation Proclamation guaranteed.
What the proclamation promised was freedom if you help us win this war. So black people had to lock and load and get in that army like everybody else and go out there and take chances and help Lincoln to win.
In fact, colored troops were the first to arrive in Richmond on the 3rd of April, 1865, marking a pivotal moment in the war for Confederates President Jefferson Davis and General Robert E. Lee.
Richmond is the capital of the Confederacy. They move in one day, the next day President Lincoln comes in there and sits at Jeff Davis's desk, put his feet up on the desk and tell him the war is over. And then on the 9th, Lee surrenders.
For their bravery during the war, 23 colored soldiers were awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor. That's the most African Americans have received in any war since. In addition to setting the record straight, Smith also is hoping the landmark will bring tourism to the area.
Washington, D.C. gets 20 million tourists a year. They spend $5 billion in this city every year, most of which is spent on the mall downtown. It never gets up into any of the neighborhoods.
Smith recognizes that African Americans have come a long way in this country, from being enslaved to electing the first African American president.
This might not be the end of this story, but it's a good punctuation mark.
The former councilman believes some of the museum's features, such as the Book of Names, where visitors can search for their relatives, will help keep African American history alive. Kara Bernard, Straight Up, Urban Voice.